Welcome to Moments in Truth. I'm your host, G.T. Stikes. The purpose of Moments in Truth is to give you a few minutes of encouragement by providing simple truths from God's Word, identified and explained from a biblical worldview. Now, as we continue in our series of Dad's Daily Devotionals, looking at just a few of Dad's helps that he has put together during his retirement years, we are going back to July 16th, 2013, with three things that sin will always do. The devotional begins with Judges chapter 16 and verse 28, which says, "And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes." Now, Dad writes, "These three points were written in my Bible years ago, and I have no idea who preached it." Judges chapter 16 records the tragedy of Samson's life. His moral condition typifies the spiritual condition of Israel at that time, and his sinful lifestyle clearly shows the boomerang effects of sin. Sin will come back to you time and time again. Samson was undisciplined, self-willed, and controlled by his passions. The account should cause us to ask how we as Christians can resist the temptations of our flesh and the world that wants to control us. Number one, sin will take you farther than you wanted to go. Samson was tempted over and over, and he really believed that he could play with sin and not become controlled by it, as we see in Judges chapter 16, verses 4 through 20. The Philistines used Delilah as the instrument of temptation, and she wore him down. Number two, sin will always keep you longer than you wanted to stay. Delilah never gave up, and Samson ended up sleeping in the lap of temptation, which led to his capture by the Philistines, as we see in chapter 16 of verse 21 of Judges, which says, "But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house." Now, one of the more tragic statements in the account appears in verse 20, which says, "And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him." Now, this should serve as a warning to those who are truly God's children by faith in Christ. It is possible to get so far away from him that there is this sense that he is no longer a part of your life. He has promised to never leave you. However, you can break fellowship with him. Now, we also see in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2, it says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Also in Psalms chapter 66, verse 18, it says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Now, Jeremiah was instructed not to even pray for the sinful people of Judah, that God would not hear their prayers in time of trouble, according to Jeremiah chapter 11, 11 through 14. And number three, sin will always cost you more than you are willing to pay. And we see that in Judges chapter 16, verses 21 through 30. No matter how far you fall as a child of God, you never are out of reach of God's grace. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now, even though God does forgive our sins, there is no guarantee that he will remove the consequences. Samson lost his eyesight, his dignity, his ministry, and finally, his life. Now, we need to be reminded that we can be strengthened against the temptations of the world by hiding God's word in our hearts, according to Psalm chapter 119 and verse 11. God had rescued Samson so many times before that he thought he was invulnerable. Now, it is God's will that we give him our bodies as a living sacrifice, as we see in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Then we must avoid reading and seeing things that cause us to ponder wrong desires. Now, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." Now, Samson had a choice, and he chose poorly. Now, if we make the right choices, the Spirit of God will assist us against the enemy of our souls. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, it's funny. I heard an evangelist preach these same 3 points connected to the sin of bitterness here in California in 2013, and he had gotten the 3 points from a professor of his at college. Now, regardless of where it came from, it is so very true. It is so much easier today to fall down the rabbit hole of sin due to technology being at our fingertips. I believe that there are many with me today that can say they are thankful that we did not have access to such things when we were kids. Now, 2 things as I look back into my childhood that I am thankful that I learned from my father. Number 1 is forgiveness, and number 2 is generosity. I recently relayed being disciplined as a child, but there were many times that I remember my dad expressing forgiveness and teaching me that God forgives our wrong and does not bring it up again. Now, I remember Dad forgiving me and my siblings and us willing to reciprocate that same forgiveness within the family because of the way that Dad expressed it. And then Dad taught me to be generous, and not just within the family, but with everyone. Dad was very generous to anyone. He was generous with his time, he was generous with his help, and he was generous with his care to those who needed it. Now, I think many times in our culture today, generosity is considered in a form of money. You are generous if you give money to someone else. But generosity is defined as showing a readiness to give more of something than is strictly necessary or expected. Now, we were not a very wealthy family. My dad was in ministry, conservative Christian ministry, which has never drawn out much financially, but lack of finances did not stop him from tithing generously. It did not stop him from giving to others generously, and it did not stop him from teaching his family to give to others and to care for others generously. In fact, a phrase that I remember him saying often was, "I wish I could give more." And he didn't say that sarcastically. He was genuinely sad when he didn't have more to give. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." Now, the idea here of rich is more prosperous, not necessarily wealth. God gives to us generously, and we in turn should give to others generously, and God allows us to prosper and to be blessed as we are more generous with others. Now, I really believe that God wants us to show that generosity with others, to sacrifice and help and care for those that God put in your life. Let me pray for you today. Lord, I pray for the listeners today that you would help them to turn away from those things in life that draw them back to sin over and over. I pray that you would help them to make whatever sacrifices that they need in order to let go of the sin that holds on. I pray that as we wake in the morning, let us determine that we will fight against the wrong thoughts and the wrong focuses, and instead determine to keep our minds focused on you. Lord, I think of Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, where it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." And Lord, help us to keep our minds fixed on you today. Lord, help us to be generous with the gifts and talents that you give to us. Let us pass these things on to others and help where we can help in order to just be an encouragement to those in our lives. Lord, thank you for the gift of generosity. Thank you, Lord, for showing us by example how generous you can be in our lives. Lord God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ. That was so generous. Thank you, Lord, for him living out his life and giving us so many examples of generosity and forgiveness and love. And then, Lord, him going to the cross, dying for our sins, being merciful to us, gracious and generous, Lord. We thank you for that. We can never pay that back, but we are very thankful for the love that you continue to give to us. Lord God, I pray that we would pay that forward, that we would show that love to others that you have shown for us. I thank you for all these things, Lord God. In your name I pray. Amen. Well, don't miss our next episode as we get near the end of this series. And we are going to be looking at what the Bible has to say about singing. Well, thank you for listening to Moments in Truth with G.T. Sykes. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen to today's podcast. We would love for more people to hear the truth of God's Word. You can help us reach more people by sharing, following, and subscribing to this podcast. Please be sure to check today's show notes for links to any additional resources, encouragements, and how you can help with this ministry.